as a response to John's paper, I'm mainly going to focus on two issues that he puts forward in order to address the democratic deficit in global governance. That is, the discrepancy between the increasing development of transnational institutions with great economic and political power and the lack of democratic mechanism to control them, over them. So John defends the idea that deliberative democracy as a specific but dominant interpretation of the deliberative ideal can give us new concepts and new ideas of legitimacy, accountability, and governance, which would be much more relevant for global governance than more traditional, classical, or liberal concept of accountability and legitimacy. It's worth noting that it is, in a sense, quite a bold move, because one of the main criticisms which has been addressed to deliberative democracy in recent years is precisely its alleged inability to address mass politics, because its focus is so much on face-to-face exchange of arguments, deliberation within small groups. It has been very often deemed unable to address in a satisfying way politics on a regional, national, or even global scale. So confronted with this challenge, deliberative democrats have usually followed two separate ways. On the one hand, some theorists have advocated the use of representative mini-publics. They have a tremendous advantage. They allow for a close monitoring of the deliberation, of the discussions, and they make it much more likely that discursive exchanges between non-partisan ordinary citizens will actually have a deliberative form. The pitfall, then, is that either they completely lack decision-making powers, which make them look all but superfluous, or they do have actual decision-making powers. But then we need to account for how it comes that it is legitimate for them, for non-elected, for small groups of non-elected citizens, to make decisions that are binding for all citizens on a national scale, for instance. The other way, which has been followed, has consisted in trying to extend, as John just described, the concept, the very concept of deliberation, to various forms of discursive exchanges, both formal and informal, within civil society, in NGOs, transnational associations, and so on and so forth, so that we could have some kind of a network or networks of deliberative public sphere on a great scale. The pitfall, then, is that what we risk to have is the dilution of the concept of deliberation and the dilution of what of the kind of epistemic and fairness quality it is supposed to ensure. So what I take John to be trying to do is to go both ways and to connect, in this case around the instance of climate change, a very original proposal for a mini-public, the Deliberative Global Citizens Assembly, which is presented as superior to alternative proposals relying on election, like a popularly elected global assembly, and a much more structured idea of what a general deliberative society, or in this case, deliberative system, could be. So this is a very exciting proposal, but for the sake of discussion, and because I'm not entirely convinced, I will mostly put forward objections to two claims, which I take to be the main central claims in John's talk. First, the claim that this deliberative global citizens' assembly is superior to a form of more traditional popularly elected global assembly with regard with solving or helping to solve the democratic deficit. Second, the claim that a deliberative system that would satisfy all the conditions which John just identified would somehow guarantee or ensure that global governance is legitimate and rational enough, and maybe even instrumental to justice. So first of all, regarding the Deliberative Global Citizens Assembly, it is said to be preferable to a popularly elected global assembly on two accounts. First, because it would give voice to a representative sample of non-elected ordinary citizens, and thus help address the democratic deficit. And second, because it would bypass elections on a national level, or even on a transnational level. So I'm going to address these two arguments, but first a question. What would be the exact power, the exact decision-making role of such an assembly? In a recent paper that deals with this proposal, John and his co-author argue that we do not need to take yet a specific stance regarding what kind of power should be endowed to such an assembly. We don't need yet to take a position on the function it would have in relation with other already existing